My name's Alan Story. I'm from Cape Town, South Africa, and it's great to be in Holden at this time. I'm reflecting on some of the sharings that I've offered this week at Holden. Realized that one of the main characters that has shown up throughout the week has been that of the widow. And the first time was the widow who places two copper coins into the temple offertory, and that passage of scripture has often held her up as a model of generosity. And many sermons have been preached about, basically, if the widow could give, you know, so generously, how about you folk in the congregation, kind of thing. When I think it is Jesus proving a previous comment that he made about how the religious class, scribes, Pharisees, chief priests, were devouring widows' houses. And people obviously thought that was quite an exaggerated statement. Had never physically seen a Pharisee or someone going down and pulling down a widow's house. So he shows them the temple offering and the widow putting everything in. And one of the reasons why she puts what she does in is because the theology of the time was that God hang out at the temple, and if you want God's presence, you need to be in the temple, but you got to pay. Religion is good money. Very manipulative. Has been for, well, since its origin. So she's left with a choice. Either she pays rent or she gets to be in the presence of God, and she chooses that. But we read in the text that she gives everything she has to live on. So literally, it's her death. She's devoured. And then Jesus hears people commenting on how beautiful the temple is, and he says it's going to come down. And so from that story, I'm reminded that if we don't look after the widow, and the widow is the reality and the metaphor of all vulnerable peoples, if the widow is not cared for, if we don't prioritize the vulnerable, then all of society will collapse. But the converse is equally true and promising, that if we care for the widow and we make the vulnerable a priority in society, the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, then society will develop and be built, because it will be built on justice. The second widow found its way into our sharing this week was the widow who protested the unjust judge, the judge who refused to give her justice. And again, we've held up this persistent widow as an example of prayer, and we ignore her quest for justice. We turn her into a metaphor rather than acknowledge the unbelievable courage that she had to protest. And if we look more closely at the story, it's not about how to pray, it's about that we should pray so we can be sustained in persistent protest. And so again, traditionally, we've held up this widow as an example that we should pray. Very seldom have I ever heard of her being held up as an example that we should protest. And then the third widow that found her way into our conversations was the widow in Sidon that Elijah is sent to. And, I mean, Elijah finds her kind of gathering sticks to light a fire to prepare her final meal, her last supper, basically, with her and her son. Such is her poverty that has nothing left. And Elijah invites her, or commands her, it's a frightening conversation, to be generous towards him. And she is. And their emptiness is sustained longer than was expected. And it seems to me that Elijah, who was taking on the powers of the day, Ahab, Jezebel, which can seem like a pretty pointless task because the powers seem so overwhelmingly big, that we can begin to think that we're just wasting our time. And so what we need to do is become close, become proximate to the widows, the people who are really on death's door as a result of the powers. And in that regard, we awaken again to why we need to do what we do, even though we can't figure out is it making a difference or not. But when we get taken to the front line of suffering, we are sustained. So we fed. So the widow feeds Elijah not just with food, but with reason to continue doing what Elijah was doing, namely taking on the powers that would be. So, yeah, three widows who've visited us, and I guess I'm grateful for their visitation.